Welcome to your five for the day. In 2012, one source listed the world's top three philanthropists as, first, Warren Buffett, with donations to worthy causes totaling $3.1 billion. Second, Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan at $498 million. And third, John and Lauren Arnold at $423 million. In a previous generation, the Kellogg family and the Rockefellers were known around the world for their generosity towards humanity. Quietly, behind the scenes, there are many other philanthropists who give millions to worthy causes but do not want their names to be publicized. These people, too, are known as philanthropists. They love fellow man so much, they are willing to part with their property and possessions for the betterment of society. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul wrote to a co-worker by the name of Titus, who was doing a work for God on the island of Crete in the Mediterranean. In the letter, Paul used the word philanthropy in connection with God. Yes, with God. Here's the situation. Titus was working with people whose lives were wrecked by sin in probably ways that we would not care to imagine. Paul says, "Just a second, Titus. We need to remind ourselves of something. Our own hearts are no better than the Cretans. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts." So Titus is reading these words from Paul, and then he bumps into a big conjunction, but. After that the kindness and love, philanthropy of God, our Saviour toward man appeared, shone forth, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Philanthropy simply means the love of human beings. A philanthropist is a lover of mankind. God loves humans. Regardless of the depraved and desperate condition of our hearts, our inner selves, the heart of God throbs in love towards every human on earth. Not a single person on our planet is beyond the love of his heart. The love that Paul writes to Titus about is not a generic love. It is specifically God's love of humans, and it could not be contained. It shone its brightest at Calvary when Christ hung upon the cross. The Bible says that God's love was so great for all sinners that he spared not his own son, but willingly delivered him up for us all. None of us can pat ourselves on the back as having done something to merit or achieve God's salvation. As sinners, we have nothing to offer God. But because of his philanthropy, he has mercy upon sinners, and through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, every individual can be forgiven of all their sins and have an eternal relationship with God. The greatest philanthropist of all time, God, is willing to richly bless you today with his wonderful salvation and the complete forgiveness of all your sins. The greatest philanthropist of the ages wants to give you what money cannot buy, peace, eternal life, and a home in heaven. All of this is available to you right now, but you won't experience any of it until you personally accept God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Without your acceptance, you'll never have such a wonderful relationship with God. What is hindering you from accepting Christ right now?